Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Arachayim Chalek Aleph, Simon Kufnun Zion, 1956, with regard to the following. 1955. Question is, what qualifies as siyum making material for Tainus Bechorim and Erev Pesach for a 9 days meat seuda during Chodesh Av? And Moshe was asked, can one make a seudas mitzvah upon completion of learning one of the Sifrei Tanakh, where they learned at Be'iyun, the Magid Shir was quoting the drushas of Chazal on the different psukim that they were learning? Is that like a siyum of Mesechtas in Shas, that you can make a seudas mitzvah on it with regard to eating meat during the 9 days, with regard to breaking your fast on Tainus Bechorim? And the basis for this would be the fact that, what is the basis for a siyum on a Mesechta altogether, to make a seudah, to make a mishta? So the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, on the pasuk in Melachim Aleph, when Shlomo HaMelech was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have granted your request to give you Chachma, so immediately upon awakening from that dream, the pasuk says Shlomo HaMelech made a mishta l'chol avadav. He made a party to celebrate. Says the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Amrav Yitzchak of Yitzchak says, Mikan, we see from here, Sha'osin se'uda l'gamar shal Torah, that you make a se'uda to celebrate attainment of Chachma, of learning. Right? Shlomo was promised Chachma. He was given Chachma by Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he made a seudah to celebrate. So too says the Medrash, we make a seudah to celebrate more attainment of Chachma Satorah. And that is the Medrash quoted by the Beis Yosef in Simen Tafresh Samach Tes, when the Torah says that there is a custom in Germany that when they would finish the Kriya Satorah on Simchas Torah, so the Chasen Breishas, Chasen Torah, would make a seudah for their friends. So that's based, the Beis Yosef says, on this Medrash and Shir HaShirim Rabbah. So if that's the case, Rav Moshe was asked, you see from this Medrash and from that tour that the minog to make a siyum applies even to Torah Shebichsav, right? Simchas Torah, we're celebrating Torah Shebichsav, celebrating learning Chamish Shechum Shetorah. So then perhaps I should argue that by celebrating the completion of a Sefer in Tanakh, that should be just like that Seudas Mitzvah of Simchas Torah. So Moshe says as follows. He says, you can't prove from that minhag with regard to Simchas Torah that one can make a Seudas Mitzvah upon completing a Sefer in Tanakh, because one can distinguish between Chamish Shechum Shetorah, which all of Klal Yisrael does on a regular basis every year. I mean, that's more chashuv, more significant in terms of celebration than one individual or a group of individuals who do a Sefer and Tanakh. But nevertheless, what Moshe says, I think that still, even though there might not be a great proof from the celebration of Simchas Torah, still I think that it is correct that upon completion of learning one of the Sifrei Tanakh, Be'iyun, that one can celebrate a Seudas Mitzvah on that as well. Why? So Rav Moshe here gives us the bottom line. What is the definition of a Seudas Mitzvah? What are the qualifications necessary for a Seudas Mitzvah? So Moshe quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis. The Gemara is speaking about Tu B'Av, being a Yom Tif. And the question the Gemara asks is, what was so significant about Tu B'Av? So one of the explanations given in the Gemara in Bava Basra is the following. The Gemara says, according to Rabbah and according to Rav Yosef, it was Yom Shaposkin Bo Midlichros Eitzim L'Ma'aracha. It was the day upon which they stopped cutting or chopping down wood to use for the Mizbeach. So the Rashbam explains that from Nisan until Tu B'Av, they would chop wood to use on the Mizbeach for the entire year. But after Tu B'Av, when it wasn't as hot outside anymore, the wood would be a little bit more moist, they stopped chopping wood for the Mizbeach. So the Rashbam says, so why is that a cause for Yom Tov? Why is Tu B'Av a cause for Yom Tov if you stop chopping wood for use on the Mizbeach? Says Rashbam, the Oso Yom Shepasku HaYusmechim, they would rejoice on that day that they stopped chopping the wood, Lefisha Ba'Oso Yom, because on that day HaYumashlimin Mitzvah Gedola Kazos. Since on that day of Tu B'Av they would complete such a significant mitzvah as this, as chopping wood for the Mizbeach, that's why they would celebrate on Tu B'Av as a sort of a yomtiv. Then Rebbe Yosef as well, according to this Gemara, says that you see from this Gemara that it's a minhag l'smolach to rejoice with regard to a mitzvah, adshe kishe hishlima, so much so that when you complete the mitzvah, osin simcha u'mishtev yomtiv, you celebrate with a party, with a yomtiv, with a celebration. So most that you see from this, that the requirements for a sort of mitzvah, for a siyum, apply lav dafka to a completion of a mesechta, but to any mitzvah shenimshecha meshech zman, that takes some time. Any completion of a mitzvah that has been ongoing for some time now, you've completed the mitzvah after investing time in it, that's worthy of simcha. That's worthy of simcha. And even though we don't find any chiv to have a suras mishtav a simcha on Tu B'Av, he says, okay, maybe if they would want to, it would still be a suras mitzvah. They were just never imposed upon us as a chiv to do so. So therefore, Moshe says that you're allowed to make a simcha upon the completion of any mitzvah that has extended over a certain period of time. And therefore, these individuals as well can celebrate the completion of this sefer of nach that they have learned over a course of time. Why? It's not worse than any of the mitzvahs, says Rav Moshe, that you can make a suras mishta upon its completion. However, Rav Moshe says that this is only if you learn it properly with one of the meforshim of Rabbi Hosseinu HaRishonim, one of the traditional commentaries of the Rishonim on the Navi, not just, you know, reading it on our own with our own translation and assumptions as to the meaning of the psukim. So that's Rav Moshe's psak here on in this regard. Now, I was thinking that this perhaps makes a lot of sense when you think back now to the story told by my friend at one of the siyumim of the Daf HaYomi. He mentioned that Rav Moshe was once asked, if I'm not mistaken,
At the
Sima Shas, he was speaking in Chicago, but it was broadcast in New York as well. He was asked about, he said Rav Moshe was once asked by an individual who started learning later on in life. And this was an adult who finally, after years, had started to take upon himself learning Gemara, and he struggled, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked. And if I'm not mistaken, the question was, he finished his first Daf Gemara, can I make a Siyum on it? And Moshe said, yes, it's Sudas Mitzvah, make a Siyum. One Daf Gemara, who says that's a Siyum? Makes a lot of sense, because Rav Moshe said the point of a Siyum is not the unit per se, Dafka Mesechta, it's any mitzvah that is Nimshecha Zman Ma, any mitzvah that you invest time in, and it takes up a certain amount of time, and over a period of time you work on it, and then when you complete it, you feel a certain sense of simcha, of accomplishment. So certainly in that case as well, this individual who, after years of not ever having learned Gemara, now put in, I don't know how many months, or whatever amount of time he invested in learning and working through and plotting through his first Daf Gemara. So it's the same thing. It's a completion of a mitzvah that took a certain amount of time, and he was accomplished, he felt good about it, so Rav Moshe says, it's a suras mitzvah, that makes a lot of sense. It all fits very nicely with the psak of Rav Moshe. Just a very interesting guideline. It's not the unit per se, it's the effort, the time, and the simcha upon the accomplishment of the completion. Now, I saw in Sefer Piskei Tshuva, he quotes a psak from Rav Moshe Sternbach, who says that if one is, shas achak, is in a tight situation, and he has no siyum on Tainus Bechorim, so that he is allowed to learn a sefer enach with Rashi, like Yonah, or Shir HaShirim, or Esther, and make a siyum on that. Now, I'm not convinced Rav Moshe would agree to that, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that is, because Rav Moshe says that you can make a siyum on a sefer of Nach, he's very clear that it's because there was time invested, and there was a certain simcha upon completion. And if I'm simply sitting down on the Erev Pesach to go through sefer Yonah with Rashi, I don't know if that qualifies as the same investment of time and energy and the same sense of simcha. Unless you argue that simcha that can eat is... but I don't think that's what he meant. I think he meant the simcha of the simchas haTorah, that you completed the mitzvah. That's the simcha we're talking about here. So I'm not sure if Rav Moshe Feinstein would agree to that psak that I quoted from Rav Moshe Sternbach. But the yisod of Rav Moshe very clearly is that any mitzvah that takes time, that you invest time into, effort into, upon completion of that mitzvah, it's worthy of a celebration of a suras mitzvah, le simchas gemar mitzvah. Why not?
Could a man be, like, for a time before, could a man be able to
a woman learns the Sefer of Tanakh and has the same simcha shal mitzvah, So a woman gets a mitzvah by learning as well. I'm trying to have the same chiyuv of Talmud Torah as a man does, but there's certainly a mitzvah there, and she has a certain sense of simcha she accomplished.
What if you're on a trip during the 9 days and all you have is meat? Can you take Isaiah for like a? Oh. You only pack meat, and you're next. You can't next. There's no other kosher food around.
Okay, so it's a Shas Adchak question. It's a Shas Adchak issue. Can I make a Siyam at Shas Adchak in that kind of scenario? So, according to Moshe Sternbuch, certainly, that's Shas Adchak. You can make your Siyam on a Sefer Avnach. According to Moshe, it's getting more involved in 9 days, Shalas. And to what extent are we knowing the chumra, the minug of not eating meat during the 9 days? If somebody has no food, that's not a Siyam Shas, it's more of a 9 day Shas, according to Moshe. According to Moshe Sternbuch, Shas Adchak, you can make a Siyam. According to Moshe Feinstein, that wouldn't be necessarily simchas mitzvah,
eat the bread.
But it might be more of a 9 days question of to what extent do we not eat meat during the 9 days.